On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, overlaying with ProPresenter, mirroring on Mac, and a church online strategy. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love you to ask your questions, so just do that below the video. Now, if you've subscribed for free by going to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe, then there's no good way to leave it under the video. No problem. Just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA, pick a show there, and leave your comment under one of those shows. So our first question today comes to us from Wonderful Lens on YouTube. He says, "Hi, Paul. Our church is currently live streaming, and we're using a live streaming host, Smith Media Group. We are currently not overlaying the sound lyrics, sermon points, etc. on the screen, but we want to. We are using ProPresenter 6 and have a Canon Vixia G10. We also have the Blackmagic Intensity Extreme. We purchased the SDI module for ProPresenter, but I'm having struggles on getting it hooked up and working. Do we need a Blackmagic deck link card to do this, or can we do it with the Intensity Extreme? If we need the deck link, do we also need to purchase a video switcher? In the future, we will have multiple cameras, so if anything, I would like to future-proof our investments. Do you have any advice on this? Any help would be greatly appreciated." Well, okay, so here's the right way to do it. The right way is to buy a video switcher, put everything into it, and then send that to your encoding computer or your encoding device. That's the right way to do it. It is theoretically possible to switch first, put it into ProPresenter, and then overlay the video on top of that. In fact, given that you only have one computer, that's a perfectly acceptable way to do it. The problem comes in that you're not going to want the video for your live stream going up onto your main screen. So how do you get by this? There's a couple of ways to do it, and it's all more money. So one way is you could try using the triple head to go and the multi-screen module and send the live view out one of the three. I guess you could use the dual head to go from Matrox as well. Send it to one screen and then not send that to the other screen. That would work. You could do the slave module and have two computers running it at the same time. You could have two volunteers running two computers at the same time. But no matter what you do, I really think that the right course of action is to go ahead, maybe start with the Blackmagic Television Studio switcher, and then go from there. So that's what I'd recommend. Danny Thompson via email says, "This time I want to use ProPresenter 5 on Mac. What buttons make the Mac go to extend? I'm new to Mac also. Thanks so much for your help. I leave tomorrow for our El Salvador conference." So previously we've had people from Berlin, people from Israel, now someone from headed to El Salvador. Yay, global audience. Just wanted to celebrate that. But anyway, all that to say, so in the preferences on your Mac, you can open the preferences, and then there's a little monitor icon. Make sure everything's plugged in first. That's absolutely necessary. Then there is a monitors icon where you can double-click on that. You should then have three settings. I said monitors, it's actually displays now that I'm remembering it. You should have three tabs at the top. The middle one is called arrangement. And you should see a little rectangle for each of the displays. If you don't, the first thing I want you to do is go to the lower left-hand corner of that same window, and there's a little checkbox marked mirroring. Uncheck that. Chances are that'll clear it all up, and you'll then have a little rectangle for each of your displays. And as you click on the display in this little pop-up window, well, it's not a pop-up window, but in the window, you should see a border around the screen that is the one that you're interacting with. So what I always do is I always drag these so that they make sense in physical space. So behind me, if you're watching the video, I have three monitors. Well, in the representation, there are in fact three boxes, one right next to each other, just like it is in my physical space. So make sure you drag it to where it makes sense to you. You know, if the stage display is behind you on the wall above the tech booth, maybe you put that below. And then the output screen, you put that above, and then your control screen in the middle. Whatever makes sense to you, just move it so that it works, so that you don't lose your mouse too easily, and that should help you. If you were using ProPresenter 6, there's an easy way to get your mouse back, but you're using Pro 5, so that's not something that will help you right now, but maybe in the future. Okay, finally, Kim Anderson on Twitter says, where do I begin? At the beginning, I think. I'm the admin for our church, and we want to do a couple of things. Streamline social media presence, to use tech to get our message out, live streaming, podcasts, etc. Any thoughts on where to start? Thanks. Well, Kim, what I would do is I would start at the beginning. I joked about that earlier, but I think that it's really important. Don't get bogged down on everything you can do. Start doing one. Which do you feel more comfortable with? Which do you think that you could get the most impact with the best? I've got books on podcasting, live streaming, and Twitter. So those three are resources that you can take a look at and see how to help. I think that ease of use, you're probably talking either podcasting or Twitter. Twitter might be a little bit easier because there's no recording and editing and all that fun jazz. But get started and just start to make some headway. The faster you start, the faster you'll get to a good point where you can train up other people, hand it off to other people, build a team around you, etc., and then you can move on to something else. I wouldn't try and do everything at once. If you do that, that's really a recipe for disaster, because something's going to get hard and you're just going to drop it and say, I'll get back to it, and you'll mean to, and maybe you will, maybe you won't. So it's much better to just follow one course until successful, which is an acronym, follow F, O for one, course C, until U, S, success, focus. That's what that is. Heard that on Michael Hyatt's podcast, I believe. So focus on one of these goals and make a little progress every day. And before long, you'll look back and you'll go, wow, we've done a lot. Well, you couldn't have done it all in one day, but doing a little a day every day yields success. Well, I hope that helped you, and I hope that answered one of your questions. If it didn't, remember, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA. Leave your question underneath one of those, or just leave your comment underneath the video if you're watching it on Trinity Digital Media or on YouTube. If you like this content, I bet you'd like my email newsletter with exclusive content available nowhere else. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick up your free church tech gift along with a free subscription to my email newsletter. And don't forget, this content is provided to you free of charge. And so if you do, in fact, need any church tech consulting or tips or training, just head over to my store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, and see if any of the resources that I've made with you in mind are in fact helpful for you. No pressure if they're not right for you, but if they are, I'd love for you to consider me to help you and your ministry, whether it's you personally or other people in your ministry. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.